only on the Johnny B Show.
Before we hop into the news, Will, we were talking about Twitter. Did you want to address anything with Twitter?
Oh my God! Twitter is a fantastic tool. I like it very much. I use it a lot. It's good for jokes, good for fun, good to keep in communication with people you would like to keep in communication with. A good place to interact with listeners of the show and
love it.
Gosh, 95, 96, 97, maybe even 98%. I would say are excellent human beings. I love the Finn Daves. I love the Paul Dudleys, the Smokey 420s. You know, it goes on and on and on, the list here. And I like talking to those people. But if you're going to be a dick, I'm just going to block you. I don't hesitate to block. I know you're more of a muter, or sometimes you just hang on and let people insult you. But this mentality of, you're not going to sit here and let me insult you and not do anything about it? I don't do that. Like, if you're a dick, then bye. I don't have any time for that whatsoever. There was a tweet last night that you made me aware of, actually. So this is kind of your fault.
I'll let you get right back to what you're saying. But I wanted to just throw this out there real fast. The tweet I'm talking about, like, there was nothing mean or aggressive or anything. It was more of a spam, you know, and I don't like that when you tag me along with 15 to 20 other people because you're trying to, you know, promote something or sell something. There's nothing wrong with that, with promoting yourself, you know. But I put my flyers on Twitter and on social media for my comedy shows that I am a professional at. But I don't tag a bunch of people in it. It's rude. It's like doing a mass text on a phone. You know, I have a lot of things going on my social media, and I got these notifications where you're just conversating within this goddamn post. And that's the thing. I'm like, Jesus, man, I'm a very busy person when it comes to my social media and everything, and this is just really clogging it up unnecessarily. And, you know, and that was my point. That's why I brought it up last night.
I had to go into my settings, and I did this a while ago, to prevent being tagged in photos for this reason that you're dealing with right now. Because it just gets mobbed with, and I know that the common, you know, phrase with that is, well, it's called social media, not, you know. Yeah, kind of. But also, you know, you got 10,000 people that follow you, that people are, you know, it's not somebody with a dozen followers is what I'm saying, where the notifications aren't a big deal. It's spam, literally spam. Yeah. Where you're trying to get through this stuff. And it's, you know, I know we're not opposed to self-promotion, but I get it. Enough. You know, so I had to stop. I had to allow myself not to be tagged in photos anymore because it's Jessica's, the artist formerly known as Stardust. I had no problem with Jess. You know, I still don't have any problem with Jess. But also, she said, or you said last night, she wrote something about you. I don't know if you saw it. And she didn't tag me in it, and it was just a rude comment. And I think it's the excuse of, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Well, it's not funny, number one. And you didn't tag me in it, number two. So you're like kind of talking trash behind my back, kind of, right, online, when you're not even going to tag me in it. And I had to hear about it from Johnny. So it's like, oh, okay, well, if that's the case, then bye. And you just catch a block real quick. There's a few others. And I love the fact that it gets in these people's heads so much where they're just consumed with it. I know that I blocked Mo a long time ago. I have my reason for that. There's a few of them that are just blocked, and I'm afraid of them. But also, too, there's just normal people that, and it has nothing to do with anything that Mo said to me, or Mo's always been fine to me. Just other reasons. Nice, yeah. If he ever wants to talk about it, I'm happy to sit down and talk with him about it sometime. But there's other people, BZD, that dickhead.
Oh, he's a douche.
He's
100%.
The worst. And I'm sorry, Gary, what was his name? They used to
Breeze Wine.
Gary Breezewine. Awful human being.
I blocked those guys. Yeah.
They're just, and that's the thing. It's like they don't understand. Why won't you let me insult you? I don't have to let you do that. You're the you know, you don't get to just, that's the problem with Twitter, is that everybody has a voice. And that's a good thing. But also, everybody has a voice, and it's a bad thing because they can just slip into your notifications and call you a dickhead and a moron. And it's like, okay, I don't need this. Goodbye. And thank God, and you're gone.
The block button exists.
I push a button. That's why I don't understand about cyberbullying and stuff like that. You push a button and they're gone. And there's a few others, I can't remember their names, but that were just habitual. And like I said, 99% of people are great, but there's just some that don't like you for whatever reason, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that. There's people that I don't like either. And I don't follow them and harass them, but I understand these people are also losers and they have nothing else on their plate. So
They'll
scream at the sky and yell and you know, try to insult you. But
Yeah. I mean, it's like some of the Facebook groups and stuff. It's like, oh, Johnny B sucks. Like, okay, well.
But I get it. You
don't have to like me, but I'm on the radio and you're a landscaper, so F off.
Yes, and that sounds elitist, and it kind of is to a certain extent.
But
because they wish that they were in your shoes. Yeah, I
earned it.
It's jealousy, a lot of it. Yeah, they think that they could do a better job than you, or you know, even Mike gets hate on there too.
Of course,
from time to time,
it's hilarious. Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I don't have to listen to it. And if I see it, I just go, okay, bye, and you're gone, and then I don't have to see any of your stuff ever again.
Yeah.
And my life is grand, and I have a pleasant experience on the Twitter box.
So, there's very, very few people in our position that don't block people. Sorry.
I would say if you don't want to get blocked, don't be a dickhead.
Yeah.
If you're a dickhead, you're gone. I mean,
sorry. And don't be annoying. So there's different ways
annoying
of being a dickhead.
Too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. Like, I'm trying to be nice, you know, especially with people that have been supportive of me and things like that. But, and, you know, and I still didn't block anybody. You know what I mean? But not lately. You know, but it gets to the point, man. It's like, look, I'm trying to be nice, but goddamn, it's like I'm very accessible. I'm very good to the listeners. Like, you could ask anybody that comes out to one of my stand-up shows. I will stay there until the last person leaves and goes to the car and take pictures and talk with you. I'm not a dick at all. I love the listeners. I love talking to everybody. You know what I mean? Even when they DM me on Facebook or anything, I answer them. Like always, like I'm really, really accessible. Like, and you can't be more humble than you and I, you know, because we have a very low self-image of ourselves, you know. So I'm not gonna act like I'm better than anybody. But yeah, it comes to a point where it's like, come on, man, like you're pushing boundaries here, you know. Like, don't make me have to block you.
It sounds bad what I'm about to say, and I'm going to sound like a dick saying it, but you got to put it in context here. Twitter allows low status individuals to insult higher status individuals to give themselves some sort of self-worth.
Sometimes
you'll have a bum, you know, life didn't work out for him, who just goes, this is my target, this is somebody that I can, you know, get under their skin.
I feel like you're talking about me.
They're doing things that I wish I was doing that I'm not doing, and this is unfair. So they pick targets and they go after. Or maybe they just don't like it. And that's, like I said, I get it. There's people that I don't like too, and some of them for no good reason either.
Right.
So I get it, but also I don't have to sit there and witness it. Because there's not, you can't punch them in the face. You know, it's not like you're at a bar or something where they keep bugging you and you go, okay, do you want to step outside or what are we doing here?
Right.
Like, this has got to end.
Right.
I could just block you and be done with it. And that's a good thing about Twitter. Cyberbullying's not real. You just hit the block button and it's gone. You can't see
it. Yeah, man. Don't let it bother you. But it's just like, even all day today, I muted a couple people, but because there was so many people in the conversation, it just kept going all day today. So I just barely even looked at Twitter today. It's just, you know what I mean? It sucks. It's like somebody let a beehive loose on my front porch and I can't even go out there for a while.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get stung because it's so annoying. You know? Ugh. Just sucks, man. It really does.
It's annoying. I got a kick out of it, though. And I know that poor Drew and Mike and those guys got pulled into it. And Drew had my back, though. So thanks, Drew. I appreciate that.
I saw that. Nice hashtag team Will.
Nice little side conversation there. So
I saw Mike. Mike also was like, I don't even know this breezy guy, and he's an ass.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is one of those guys who's, you know, God bless him. He listens to the station and he seems to listen to all the shows. But he's
because
a dickhead.
They're good, because the shows are good. That's
right.
Why.
But he is a dickhead. And Twitter is not the medium for him. Maybe he's a nice guy in real life, but he is not a good Twitterer. He sounds like a dick. And so he's gone. You know, I don't hesitate with that. So.
Oh, I blocked him too, 100%. Like, yeah, he's just doo-doo.
Yeah. So, you know, if you don't want to get blocked, don't be a dickhead. And the hiding behind, like, saying something, and you go, oh, it's a joke, toughen up, you know, that type of thing. All right, well, it's not funny. I don't want to be, you know, subject to bad jokes either. I tell them every night on the radio 2 hours a night. Right. I'm good. I'm maxed out on bad jokes, too.
Let the joke tellers tell the jokes. You know, it's fine. I don't,